All right. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Black Friday, 2020, day after Thanksgiving. Ate a lot of turkey and mashed potatoes and gravy yesterday, and had a good time. Hope you guys are having a good Thanksgiving weekend. Got some good news to share with you. The good news is that there's a lot of opportunity out there. There's a lot of opportunity for Christians out there. The good news is, because the Antichrists don't want the money of the Christians, there's business opportunities to your right and to your left if you're willing to go out there and do those things. You've heard of deplatforming. There's a company called Gab, Gab.com. If you haven't signed up for your Gab account, go to Gab.com. It's a Twitter. It's a Twitter-like thing. I don't know much about Twitter, but I was banned from Twitter years ago. But get your Gab account, and you can tweet or Twitter or Gab or whatever it is that you do on those things. But Andrew Torba, he founded Gab. He's a refugee out of Silicon Valley, and he worked at one of those big companies there, and he saw how bad it was and how much hatred there was towards Christians, essentially. Christians, not against Judeo-Christians, but against Christians. And he quit. He abandoned it, and he moved to Pennsylvania, and he started up his own business with his wife, and he's got some young kids. And it's gab.com. And because he dared do something that wasn't politically approved by the liberal democratic elite in Silicon Valley or in the country, PayPal said, we're not going to do business with you. Visa said, we're not going to do business with you. All the credit card companies said, we're not going to do business with you, with gab.com. And then they took it to another level, and they said, we're not even going to let you have credit cards through us. Not just for you, Andrew Torba, but for your wife either. So in a sense, they can neither buy nor sell, because they refuse that mark of the beast. They refuse to bow down and kowtow to the powers that be. And they offer actual competition to Twitter and these other monolithic organizations that are so self-righteous, they're so moralistic and self-righteous and hypocritical that, they even come out and they ban the President of the United States' tweets. So this is the good news. The good news is there's lots of opportunity out there. There's lots of opportunity for people that are going to pull back, get out of Babel, get out of Babylon, and we're going to cater to building a Christian nation state, a Christian economy, Christian organizations. There's room for that. There's a lot of room for that. That's the good news. That's the good news that I have for you this morning. There's lots of opportunity for those of you that want to go up against Google, Facebook, Twitter, all the usual suspects. And I encourage you to do that. I'm doing that in my own little way. This is my hobby. It's a hobby. It's not a business. It's a hobby. I'm not going to, if I have nothing unique to say, I've got no business saying it. And I'm not going to spend my time parroting what the New York Times says, or what the Washington Post says, or the Economist, or whatever these unithought organizations think. Not interested in that. I got something unique to say, and I'm going to say it. And I think I mentioned that Spotify decided that I was a wrong thinker, a bad thinker, so they won't distribute my podcast anymore. As far as I know, it's still up on Apple and Google, but I have to check. I'm not really sure. As far as I know, they might just shadow ban you and make you think like you're up there communicating, but they really aren't. That's what shadow banning is. From my end, it might look fine, but nobody else can receive it. At least Spotify had the dignity of saying, hey, man, we're shutting you down. We don't like your content. We're going to shut you down. So there's a lot of opportunity out there for people that are willing to go against the grain. There's a hunger for the truth. People know that there's a lie. There's a lot of lies out there. And, there's no need for you or I to contribute to that. So let's build payment processors. Let's build banks. Let's build Christian banks spit in the face of the people that hate us. They hate us anyway. I got another piece of good news. The other piece of good news is things that are going to get harder. I wrote an email to a couple of different people over the last week. And one of them were personal friends. The other was, more of a business relationship. And basically I said, look, the bottom line, guys, it's going to get a lot worse. If you think this is hard, you need to think again, because it's going to get a lot harder. I realize you're stuck in your house 24/7, 365. I realize that. I realize that somebody's stealing the election right now, and let's just admit it, they are. I realize that businesses are getting shut down and deplatformed and kicked off, you know, all the different monolithic, monopolistic technical platforms because they have the wrong thoughts. They have aberrant political thoughts. But it's just going to get a lot harder, and it's going to get a lot harder in our lifetime. I think it's going to accelerate. I think it's like a you know how you get those curves where you go from the left to the right, and it's real shallow, and then all of a sudden it goes up real steep. I think we're at an inflection point. I think it's going to get harder really soon. And I've talked about this for a number of years. Certainly Civil War, and then that would be a great opportunity to have a big war with all the big bad people out there in the world. So you better hope I'm wrong. You better hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm just flat out going to tell you the good news is things are going to get a lot harder. And part of this is God's plan to take his church, lift us up by our collar and shake us around and say, hey, get with the program or get out. And that's exactly what's going on. And for me, the way I put that is it's no longer okay to be a Judeo-Christian. You're either going to be a Christian or you're going to be an Antichrist. This Judeo-Christianity has to go. What's Judeo-Christianity? Judeo-Christianity is when you elevate the precepts of men and the traditions of the elders over the word of God. When you say the biggest thing that we have to do is obey these man-made traditions above and beyond the law of Moses, above and beyond the Ten Commandments, above and beyond everything that Jesus Christ said. And that's what the church has become. It's been going that way for 100 years. But boy, it's certainly taken off in my lifetime. Certainly taken off in the last 20 years. A Judeo-Christian says you can't discriminate. Christian says we're a holy race. We're a holy race. We're a royal priesthood. We're a chosen nation. Not everybody's part of that. The Judeo-Christian says everybody's one. We're all one. That's not what Jesus Christ said. Jesus Christ showed up right there at the beginning in the Garden of Eden. And he looked at Eve, and he looked at the serpent. He says, the devil, the serpent, says your seed is going to be at enmity with her seed. That's a division right there. Stark division. The Judeo-Christian says, we're all in this together. God comes down and says, no, you're not. I'm going to kill most of you in a great flood. And I'm going to save the one righteous man that I found, Noah, and his son, so that they can breed and create a new race of men out of Noah. The rest of you are going to die in the flood. Oh, hey, God discriminated. Yeah, he did. He did discriminate. Discrimination is a word. It comes from two root words. One is die for two, scrim for line. If you play football, you know what a scrimmage line is. It's a line. The scrimmage is just the line. And so when you have a discrimination, you draw a line and there's two sides. That's all it means. And Jesus Christ, he's going to be the judge. People are going to show up, and there's going to be the sheep and the goats. He doesn't like the goats. Goats are going to go to the bad place. Sheep are going to come with him. Discrimination. Get over it. The Judeo-Christian says he can't be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or anti-Semitic. That's what the Judeo-Christian says. The Christian says, oh, actually, I got a different story for you. Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed in fire and brimstone. Jesus Christ reemphasized that. He talked about Sodom and Gomorrah when he was on earth. The Judeo-Christian wants to accept everybody and say all lifestyles are equal and okay. A Christian will say when you teach homosexuality and transgenderism and queer stuff to kids, that's called child abuse. That's child abuse. As simple as that. I saw a video the other day, made my stomach turn. And it was these women bringing up little boys, and I choke up when I see it. And they're bringing these little boys up to some kind of altar, and he had the lesbian priestesses up there. I don't even know if they went by Christian, but it looked like a typical Christian service with the vestments and the garments and the altars and all that kind of stuff. Never saw a cross, but maybe it was just out of frame. And how can you take little boys and tell them that it's okay to be a little girl? How can you do that? You've destroyed that little boy. And that was child abuse in action. And it bothers me. It bothers me in a very deep way. And that will be destroyed. We will destroy that. And if we don't destroy it in our lifetime, then there will be a reckoning on the judgment day. When you have a culture that propagates child abuse and says to people, if you speak against child abuse, you're really the enemy of everything that is good and right and true. Let me tell you something. Those people that know the right better stand up and say something, because the blood will be on them if it's not. And this is why I say these are good times. They look like bad times, but they're good times. It's time for the church, those that are going to be Christians, to stand up and call this stuff out. You want to be a little Judeo-Christian? Elevate your traditions above the Word of God? I feel sorry for you, man. I feel sorry for you. That's a terrible amount of wealth you're throwing down the drain to be popular with people that hate Jesus Christ. And let's go back to Andrew Tobra, founder of Gab. That's one of the reasons I like about him. When you read his emails that he'll send out to, I don't know, the million plus, you know, Gab members. I don't know how, I really don't know the numbers. But he talks about Jesus Christ. He talks about Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. He doesn't talk about God, our Heavenly Father, the Father. No, Jesus Christ. He talks about Jesus Christ. That's a Christian. That's a Christian man. And so I respect him for that, and I'll put my money with him. And so, Christians, this is a good time, man. It's a good time. If you want to do something different, now's the time to do it. If you want to be a Judeo-Christian, I got nothing good to say about you or about that. That's you know, what a legacy to throw away in order to please the world, to make the Antichrist happy. Man, but that's part of the plan here. That's part of the plan. That's part of God's plan with these hard times coming. The hard times haven't come yet. We see them coming. We feel them coming. We're scared now. It's going to get a lot worse. And 99% of the purpose of that is to take his church, shake it up, and purge them of the people that don't want to be Christians, that don't want to serve Jesus Christ, that are more concerned about pleasing the people in the world than pleasing our King, Jesus Christ. He's our King. He's the King of the world. He's the King of our nation. We're going to have Christian bloodlines, entire bloodlines that serve Jesus Christ. And child abuse will not be welcome in those nations. They will not. It will not be welcome. It will be worse than illegal. If you're propagating child abuse in a school, you're not going to be around to propagate it. You just won't be around. If you're a priest in some a Judeo-Christian organization, and you're abusing little boys and girls, whether you do it physically or by teaching them it's okay, you won't be around. You just won't be around. We're going to build Christian bloodlines. We're going to build Christian nation states. And we're not going to apologize. That's done. We're not going to try to get along with the Antichrist. That's done. The whole purpose of the stuff that's coming is to separate the people that are serious from the people that just kind of want a free gift. There's going to be people that serve Jesus Christ as King and Lord, and then people that just want to be Judeo-Christians. And that happy, sloppy middle is gone. So that's the good news. There's lots of opportunities. And for all of you that have been hoping and praying for revival for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, it's coming. But you know what they say. Be careful what you ask for. You just might get it. Fritz Bergeron, Black Friday 2020. See ya.